Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us tonight for our time of ministry in the Word of God and our Bible study. Hallelujah. God is so good. He's so amazing. We're so thankful to Him for the gift of life, another day, another opportunity to come together with the saints around the Word of God. I don't know about you, but every time I have this opportunity, I'm always just so excited, so giddy, so full of joy and expectation. And I trust God that you are as well tonight. I love the opportunity to study the Word of God with the saints. Glory to God. And more importantly, I love receiving that impartation myself. As we are all blessed, I thank God that the mighty Holy Spirit continues to pour out upon us, continues to open the eyes of our understanding and grant us great grace so that we grow in knowledge and we grow in the authority that God has given to us through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wherever you are joining us from, around this nation, around the world, I thank you for being with us tonight. And whatever platform you are joining us through, thank you. Thank you. Let's bow our heads and share a word of prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this new opportunity that you've given to us to come together with the saints around the Word of God. We're so thrilled, we're so thankful, we're so blessed. Father, so many privileges that you have given to us, so many blessings over our lives. Father, we give you praise. We honor you. And Lord, I thank you as we get together with my brothers and sisters. I pray for them and their loved ones, God, that your blessings will be upon them. Father, grant us illumination. Grant us grace tonight. Loosen my tongue, Lord, think through my mind. And Father, give us the spirit of understanding. Help us to be able to receive clearly. Help me to speak the word with accuracy, with clarity, with boldness. And Father God, make the difference in every one of our lives tonight. I give you the glory and the praise for it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. And thank you so much again for joining us. Glory to God. For several weeks we have been studying the believer's authority and dominion. I believe that this is one of the most important concepts that believers need to be instructed in, believers need to be reminded about out of the Word of God. Hallelujah. There's so much ground that the Lord has helped us cover already, and we still have quite some ways to go. I hope you are joining us week in, week out. I hope you are having your own times of personal study to continue to grow in a lot of these things that the Holy Spirit is imparting to us. In Luke chapter 10, let's start from there tonight. In Luke chapter 10, the Lord Jesus Christ said in verse 19, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Glory to God. "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Let's read that from the Amplified Bible, the Amplified Version. It says there, "Behold, I have given you authority and power." I have given you authority and power. The original Greek word, we have said this over and over again, but it bears repeating tonight. The original Greek word translated into power in this scripture is the Greek word exousia, and it's the word that is translated into authority. It's delegated power. It's a right. It's a privilege. It's an impartation. It's something that has been given to us by the Lord that enables us to use the power and the authority that belongs to him. For a few weeks, we just discussed very strongly the importance of our knowing the source of our authority. All power belongs to God. The source of our authority is God himself, because Jesus said, I have given unto you authority and power. And he received that authority from God the Father. Hallelujah. In the Amplified, it says, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you. The enemy possesses some power. You can see it all around us. He possesses some power. Every time you see evil, and every time you see the work of darkness, and every time you see destruction, and every time you see anything and everything that is contrary to good, anything that is contrary to the nature, the good nature of our Heavenly Father, that's Satan. That's his power at work. But Jesus said, I've given unto you authority and power to trample upon every work of the kingdom of darkness, and nothing will by any means hurt us. Then he gave us tools to help us. He gave us tools. He gave us both the authority that we need to exercise over the enemy, and then he gave us tools to help us exercise that authority, so that we're using that authority right, so that authority is producing for us. Last week, we studied extensively the weapons of our warfare from Ephesians chapter 6. Glory to God. I don't think I'm going to have the time to read that extensively tonight, just because of some other ground that I like to cover, and I like to also close early. I know I've been saying that quite a bit lately. I believe tonight I'll be able to close early. Amen. But he gave to us, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, we should be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We should take on the weapons of our warfare. They are not carnal, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strength. So he gave us weapons. And he gave us equipment, armory, to help us stand in our place of authority and to help us exercise that authority and dominion in our lives every day. Every day. When he said, take unto you, and he starts listing the armory, the belt, guard your loins, let your loins be guarded with the belt of truth, and talks about the breastplate of righteousness, talks about the helmet of salvation, talks about the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, talks about the shield of faith, and talks about prayer. All prayer and supplication. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, those are equipment to assist us. Those are tools to help us. And of course, you know, in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 19, the Lord Jesus Christ, speaking to the disciples and speaking to us, he said unto us, he's going to build from verse 16, actually, he said, he's going to build his church, Matthew chapter 16, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18. And I say also unto you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church. What rock? The rock of the revelation of who Jesus is. Upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Verse 19. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you bind, whatsoever you shall bind on earth, shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth, shall be loosed in heaven. I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. God has given to us the equipment we need. The armory, the tools, the keys of the kingdom, the weaponry that we need Glory to God. He says, and whatsoever you shall bind will be bound in heaven. Whatsoever you shall lose will be loosed in heaven. Now, certainly, we bind some things. What do we bind? We bind everything that Satan is doing that is supposed to be an obstruction to the abundant life that God has made available to us. We bind Satan, we bind the work of darkness, right? Hallelujah. What do we lose? We lose the blessings of God, the things that God has made available to us to help us enjoy abundant life. We lose them, right? We take our authority, we bind some things and we lose some things. I know a lot of times when we talk about taking authority, binding and losing, I know most of the time it looks like we're mostly talking about what we bind. But I want you to remember, we're not just binding some things, we're also losing some things. Glory to God. Glory to God. We bind attacks of the enemy. We bind Satan himself. We forbid him from continuing his attacks. Hallelujah. We bind the works of darkness. We bind evil in every way that it shows up. Storms and sicknesses and poverty. Anything that is a work of Satan. The works of demonic spirits. We bind them. But then we also lose some things. And I want us to, I really do want us to keep that in our spirit, right? Because most of the times, we don't talk enough about losing things, right? We take our authority and we lose some things. We lose the walk, the blessings of heaven, things that God has already given us, that Satan is trying to hold in bondage, or he's trying to hide, or he's trying to keep from us. We lose them, right? We lose angelic beings. We lose angelic beings to go and work for us. Hallelujah. We lose the rain to come from heaven. We lose rain. Rain, come down in the name of Jesus. We lose our blessings. Blessings that the Lord has made available to us. We lose healing. Hallelujah. We lose healing. Healing. Healing, come in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. We lose favor. We lose life. We lose the life of God. The life of God, we speak you over this situation. We speak you and release you over these lives. We lose the life of God. We lose grace. We lose mercy. We lose the blessings of heaven. Hallelujah. We lose our resources to come. We lose, you know, God has given us resources. He's made resources available to us. And Satan will try to have those resources held up. We lose money come to us in the name of Jesus. We lose money. We lose resources. We lose the things that we need to fulfill our assignment, to be able to pursue the purpose of God. We lose grace. We lose glory in the name of Jesus. We lose peace. Peace. We lose peace in the name of Jesus. We bind and take authority over confusion. We lose peace. We lose joy. Where Satan is trying to put a spirit of heaviness and sorrow over us, or over our loved ones, over people that are dear to us. We lose peace in the name of Jesus. We lose the spirit of joy. Joy like a river, be loose. Flow, flow. Joy like a river, be loose. What do you need to lose tonight? I know we talk a lot about binding things. We talk a lot about stopping things. But, you know, what do you need to lose tonight? I want you to lose some good over your life. Right? Let's do it now in the name of Jesus. What are the things you need to lose over your life? I lose favor over my life. I lose favor over the ones that are close to me, the people that are connected to me. I lose the gift of life. I lose agape love. Love lose in families, in homes, in the name of Jesus. I lose Zoe life, the Zoe life of God. Life be loose over God's people. Be released over God's people in the name of Jesus. Are you losing things in your family? Are you losing things over your loved ones too? What are those things you need to lose? I lose promotion. Glory to God, promotion that God has already arranged. I lose promotion. Promotion in life, promotion in career, promotion in business, promotion in school, in education. I lose success. Success come in the name of Jesus. I break the stranglehold of failure, but I lose success. I lose favor in the name of Jesus. Favor come. I lose promotion. I lose increase. I lose multiplication. Multiplication in our lives. Multiplication in our ministry. Multiplication in our families. In our relationships. Multiplication on the job. Multiplication in our resources. I lose multiplication. I lose increase in the name of Jesus. Abundance. Come. I speak abundance. I lose abundance. Well, somebody say, Pastor, what are you doing tonight? I'm taking authority. And I'm taking authority and losing some things, because when I take authority and I lose some things, and I'm engaging you in that as well. I hope you are joining me in doing that. But as we do that, then heaven also loses those things. You remember what Jesus said right there in that scripture? Matthew 16, 18 or 19. And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Well, we lose some things on earth tonight. And because we did that, those things are loosed for us in heaven. Amen. We are seeing an unshackling of breakthroughs. I lose breakthrough. I lose breakthrough. That situation that has seemed to have been at a dead end, at a gridlock for so long, tonight, in the name of Jesus, I say, I lose breakthrough. Breakthrough, come over that situation. Now, I release testimonies. I lose miracles. I lose turnaround. I lose restoration. In the name of Jesus, we are losing tonight. I say, we are losing. We are losing. We are releasing. We are releasing. Glory to God. Glory to God. Ooh, glory to God. He's given unto us tools, equipment, armory to help us. Amen and amen. Now, in Ephesians chapter 1, we have been just that prayer. There are two major prayers, actually, that Apostle Paul prayed for the Ephesian church. I know we've talked about the first one. We've talked about it ceaselessly, and that's great. That's awesome. And that's a prayer we pray for ourselves. We're going to pray it again tonight. But there's actually a second one, right? It wasn't just one prayer he prayed in Ephesians or for the Ephesian church. He actually also prayed a second. We're going to pray that one over ourselves tonight. As we move forward, we're going to read a few scriptures, just a handful of them, that talk about these tools that we have been given, these keys of the kingdom, these things that have been made available to us to help us stand and exercise our God-given authority. Last week, of course, we studied together the weapons of our warfare, our armory, the pieces of our armory, right? Let's talk more about the tools, the keys of the kingdom of heaven that have been made available to us. Glory to God. In Ephesians chapter 1 from verse 15, this is the first prayer right here. Paul said, "Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that fills all in all we have been given, Paul was praying that the Ephesian Christians will receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of God, that the eyes of their understanding will become enlightened. These are some of the tools we have been given to enable us exercise our God-given dominion and authority in our lives, in our situations. The spirit of wisdom, knowledge, understanding, discernment. These are tools. That's why that prayer is so powerful. That prayer is so powerful. These are some of the keys of the kingdom of heaven. These are some of the things that enable us to exercise our God-given dominion and authority on the earth. That's why we need to pray that prayer over ourselves daily, regularly. I pray over myself that I'll have the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of revelation in the knowledge of God. On and on like that. Hallelujah. All of these things are so essential to help us walk in dominion, discernment, and perception. These are products of revelation and light that is received in our spirit or inner man. When you have discernment, you have a clear assessment of things inside of your spirit, the true nature of things, timings. There's an inner clock. There's an inner interpreter, something that helps you be able to determine and assess what you are observing, whether it is naturally or spiritually. These things help us. They help us exercise our dominion and our authority in the right way. Because if we don't have discernment, sometimes we'll be binding things that we should be losing. And sometimes we'll be losing things that we should be binding. Sometimes we think, oh, we should be fighting, we should be standing and exercising authority over the enemy, over certain areas. But when you have discernment, you find out actually that is not the area where that is needed. There is something else. Through discernment, you are able to see that. And then you are able to take your rightful place of authority and declare the counsel of God in that situation. These are very important things. Discernment, perception, recognition. Glory to God. Understanding is in the spirit and in the mind. It's the ability to connect the light that God puts in our spirit with our minds and come to an accurate judgment. Hallelujah. Understanding, wisdom is the ability to connect the light of God's revelation received in the spirit and understanding connected in the mind into accurate decisions and actions that are worked out in one's natural life. When the eyes of our understanding are enlightened, we see clearly, right? There's no blindfold. Sometimes when there are blindfolds and we can't see clearly, then we don't really see the inner workings of things, right? We have partial sight. Remember that man that Jesus prayed over and he was a blind man. When the Lord prayed over him, he said, "What do you see?" He said, "I see men as trees walking." Well, men as trees walking is sight, but it's partial sight. A lot of believers have partial sight, right? Like that is, we see some things, but we don't see clearly. When you see men as trees walking, it means your sight is not complete yet. But Paul said, pray that the eyes of your understanding might become enlightened, so that you may know. So you may know some things. You can actually draw a line somewhere between what's going on in your mind and what's going on in your spirit. And through the wisdom of God, you can rightly interpret them. Hallelujah. That helps us in the exercise of our dominion. Reasoning is engaging the mind only without the light of God's revelation in the spirit. Note the term, the spirit of understanding. That has to do with our spirit, not just the mind. Reasoning by itself is destructive. And the reason most believers are stuck in life is because they make decisions and actions only by what is in the mind. Right? And what's in the mind is really affected by a lot of influences. External influences, the things we desire in our flesh, influence of popular public opinion, influence of satanic instruction, satanic counseling, the teachings also, teachings that we receive, from human beings, and teachings that we receive from the Word of God. All of these things affect the influence, what's going on, the reasoning in our minds. But when the eyes of our understanding are enlightened, when we have the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of understanding, we are able to properly interpret and put things in their rightful place, right? Remember, there was a situation where the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah, where the Lord Jesus Christ was ministering to a boy, a young boy. His father had brought him to his disciples, and his disciples did everything they knew, but they couldn't really minister to that young man. They couldn't heal him. He had a dumb and deaf spirit. And, you know, of course, afterwards, the disciples came to the Lord and asked him, Lord, why couldn't we cast that out? And he explained to them why they failed. But when that boy's father brought that boy to the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord, you know, asked a couple of questions and then took authority. He took authority over that demonic spirit that was operating in that child. He's a young man. You know, sometimes you see things, but you don't know what's responsible. And many times, see, the Bible says the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, right? For we war not, even though we live in the flesh, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 10, even though we live in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. There are a lot of things we see naturally, in the natural, that actually have spiritual roots. When the eyes of our understanding is open and we have revelation and there's clarity in our spirits and understanding, it'll be easy. You see something, you can properly interpret it, right? The Lord rebuked that demonic spirit. Now, when the Lord, that's all of this is Mark chapter 9. When the Lord rebuked that demonic spirit, instead of that demonic spirit going quietly and this boy just being restored to his right mind immediately, the Bible tells us that demonic spirit actually aggressively and violently attacked that young man at the same time that the Lord Jesus Christ was rebuking him. Well, the Lord had discernment. The Lord could tell. And when that young man was attacked, people thought he was dead, because after this violence, he was there and just still. And the Lord said to them, don't worry about it. He's well. He's made well. Well, how did he know that? Because for you and for me, many times when we address situations or we try to deal with situations and we try to take our stand of authority, it sometimes actually seems like that situation went from bad to worse. We almost sometimes wish that maybe we should have just left that thing alone. The way it was bad, but at least it wasn't this bad, right? Because the enemy has strategies. He has tricks. He plays with our mind. He tries to create fear, attack our confidence. But when we have discernment and we have the spirit of wisdom and the eyes of our understanding are enlightened, we can see beyond what is seen in the natural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. These are tools. These are helps that the Lord has given to us to enable us exercise our God-given authority and dominion. I want us to go and read that second prayer. I don't believe that we've read it since we have been studying the believer's authority and dominion. But that second prayer is so crucially important as well. That's a prayer we should pray for ourselves over and over, regularly, daily. This is the second significant prayer that Apostle Paul prayed over the Ephesian Christians. Let's read it from Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 14. He said, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. Glory to God. To be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. This is his prayer. That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, that we may be rooted and grounded in love. These are the tools, these are the equipment, these are the things God has given us. Somebody may say, but how does that affect walking in authority? In every way. In every way. Because love makes the Spirit go. Bible says the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Right? And when the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, we cannot be ashamed. We cannot lose. We cannot fail. Hallelujah. He said, I pray that you may be rooted and grounded in the love of God, that you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may have knowledge of that love of Christ beyond what is available to natural man and natural knowledge. Hallelujah. That you may know, you may have a depth of revelation knowledge about the love of God. Wow, the love of God must be super important. Walking in the love of God must be super crucial to living a life of victory then. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And if you do not know that, the love walk is one of the greatest walks, it's one of the greatest commands that we have been given. The love walk will open up the treasures of life to us. The love walk enables us to share some equality with God. When you walk in love, authority and dominion become easy to exercise and to demonstrate and to execute. The love walk. You know, when you're not walking in love, you are walking in unforgiveness, you are walking in bitterness, you are walking in malice, you are walking in hatred, you are walking in all of these terrible works of the flesh, terrible works of the kingdom of darkness. Your authority is stifled. You can't exercise authority and dominion when there's unforgiveness in your heart. You can't do it. You can say the words, but Satan will not respond. He will not respond. He said, I pray for you that you may know the love of God that passes knowledge. Hallelujah. So that then you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly, above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus, throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. What a powerful prayer. What a powerful prayer. Is that powerful prayer in Ephesians 1? There's this powerful prayer in Ephesians 3. These prayers enable us to enjoy the victory that God has made available to us, to exercise our God-given dominion. Certainly, prayer is one of the equipment, is one of the tools, is one of the pieces of armory that we have been given, right? Even in Ephesians 6 that we read last week, where Paul was talking about the weapons of our warfare, you remember the last one he mentioned was prayer, all prayer and all supplication. These are tools, these are keys of the kingdom of God that enable us to exercise our God-given dominion and authority in an efficient manner. Love, the love walk, certainly. Certainly, that is required to exercise authority and dominion. You can't command a demonic spirit that is creating an affliction in somebody's life. You can't tell that demonic spirit to lose its hold and to quit and to stop doing what it's doing when you are full of bitterness and envy and jealousy. You can't do it. You can't do it because then you have what belongs to that demonic spirit inside of you, right? And Jesus said, when they accused him that he was casting out demonic spirits through the help of Beelzebub, he says, look, if a kingdom is divided against itself, it can't stand. You cannot bear within you what belongs to Satan, some things that belong to Satan, and then you want to exercise authority over Satan. It just will not work. I pray, he said, I pray for you that you may, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you may be rooted and grounded in love, that you may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and the length and the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ that passes knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. You don't even right now, right from this point, yes, you can maybe do that in the future if you are interested, you want to, that will certainly be beneficial to you. But right now, you don't even have to have all the depth of all the knowledge of everything that scripture says. Just commit right now to walking in love. Just commit right now to working in love. I forgive anyone if anyone has done me wrong. I forgive them. There are no grudges in my heart. There's no unforgiveness, no bitterness, no hatred, no desire for evil to happen to somebody. No. We've got to keep our spirits clear so that faith can work, so that love can produce, so that authority can work. Hallelujah. These are tools we have been given. These are keys of the kingdom of God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. These are tools we have been given. Mark chapter 16. The name of Jesus. Woo! The Bible says in Philippians 2, Jesus has been given a name that is higher than every other name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bow. Every knee must bow, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. This is a key of the kingdom of God. This is one of the most powerful tools, one of the most powerful keys that we have been given to unlock the power of our spiritual authority. Mark 16. From verse 16, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. We take authority. We exercise authority in his name. It's the key of the kingdom of God. It's part of our weaponry. It's part of our armory. Hallelujah. In my name, they shall cast out devils and demons, and they shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. In my name, they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. In my name. All of this is in his name. The name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. What a glorious gift. What a glorious gift. When we call the name of Jesus, Jesus appears on the scene for us. When we call the name of Jesus, when we take the name of Jesus and exercise authority, it's as though Jesus himself is the one who is physically exercising that authority. That's one of the tools we have been given. It's one of the keys we have been given of the kingdom of God. Revelations chapter 12. The blood of Jesus, the word of God. These are keys of the kingdom of God. These are pieces, these are tools, these are equipment that we have been blessed and endowed with to exercise our God-given authority. Revelations chapter 12. Hallelujah. Let's read this from verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels, and he prevailed not, neither was their place found anymore in heaven. And the great dragon was cast down, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. That's authority right there, the authority of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. Verse 11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. By the word of their testimony. These are tools we've been given. These are the keys of the kingdom of God. I plead the blood of Jesus. Taking the blood, when we take it in communion, when we exercise it and take it in our words, and we take it and we use it in exercising spiritual authority to break strongholds of the devil, to lose the favors and the blessings of heaven. I plead the blood. Something that has been kept from you for so long, right? Something that has almost kept you in captivity. Remember when the children of Israel were in captivity in Egypt, and God said to them, slaughter a pure lamb and put the blood on the lintels. And he said, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. And shortly after that, they were released from captivity. Things that have been locked up, have been kept away from you for years. You take the blood of Jesus. You say, I plead the blood. You apply the blood. You apply the blood. In your spirit, you take that blood and you break the stranglehold of the enemy. And you destroy that captivity. And you lose favor. You lose breakthrough. You lose release. You lose your deliverance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus. The word of God, which the Bible calls the sword of the spirit. These are tools we've been given. We obey the word. We have a fidelity to the word. We believe the word. We stand on the word. We declare the word of God. The word of God. Hallelujah. The word of God. These are tools we've been given. These are keys of the kingdom. The Bible says the word of God dispels darkness. It dispels darkness. In the beginning was the word. John chapter 1 from verse 1. The word was with God. The word was God. Same was in the beginning with God. Hallelujah. In him was light, and the light was in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And that light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. When the word of God comes, darkness has to flee. It's one of the keys of the kingdom. When you speak the word, something happens. Hallelujah. Especially when you have integrity of the word of God in your life. Something has to happen. Glory be to God. Faith. These are the tools we have been given. Faith in God. Faith in the word. These are the tools we have been given. Glory to God. Hebrews chapter 11. Faith is one of the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Faith. Righteousness. Faith. These are the tools of the kingdom of God. Faith. Hebrews chapter 11 from verse 32. What shall I more say? For the time will fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson and of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel and of the prophets. Who through faith subdued kingdoms. Who through faith wrought righteousness. Who through faith obtained promises. Who through faith stopped the mouths of lions. Who through faith quenched the violence of fire. Who through faith escaped the edge of the sword. Who through faith out of weakness were made strong. Who through faith waxed valiant in fight. Who through faith turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Who through faith. Who through faith. Who through faith. Faith is one of those keys of the kingdom of God. Faith is one of those tools that we have been given to enable us walk in authority, to enable us exercise our God-given dominion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Did you get all of these keys? Some of these keys? Of course, there's so much more, but those are the ones the Holy Spirit has allowed me to put the light on in this our teaching service tonight. The word of God, the blood of Jesus, faith, righteousness, Praise. Praise. That's another tool that God has given to us. Psalm 149, faith, praise. Hallelujah. Through praise, through thanksgiving. Hallelujah. We unleash heaven upon the earth. Amen. Remember the two apostles, Paul and Silas, who were locked up in prison. And in the middle of the night, they began to sing and to praise, to sing and to pray. And the word of God tells us in Acts chapter 16, suddenly there was an earthquake in the prison. Certainly, dominion came to work. Heaven unleashed upon the earth because of their praise. Hallelujah. In Psalm 149, from verse 1, the Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song, and his praise in the congregation of saints. Let Israel rejoice in him that made him. Let the children of Zion be joyful in their king. Hallelujah. Let them praise his name in the dance. Let them sing praises unto him with the timbrel and the harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud upon their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth, and a two-edged sword in their hand, to execute vengeance upon the heathen and punishment upon the people, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute upon them the judgment written. This honor have all his saints. Praise ye the Lord. Praise. Praise is another tool, another part of our weaponry. When things, whether things look good or whether they don't, to just constantly engage in joyful praise. Hallelujah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let the people praise thee. Hallelujah. Praise causes authority and dominion to perform, to produce in our lives. Even outside of reports, negative reports, just living a life of praise as your identity causes authority and dominion to produce in your life, produce results. And then sometimes when it looks like you are in a negative situation, you are in a battle, look in the Old Testament, how many times the children of Israel were going to go and fight a battle and they will see God, Lord, how are we going to do this? And they will cry out and the Lord will say, send the people who are praising, set them ahead of you. Certainly praise is a part of our weapon. Certainly praise is the key of the kingdom of God. Certainly praise enables us to walk in dominion. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One time, you know the story, you probably know the story. If you're a student of the Old Testament and the New Testament, one of the kings of Israel, King Saul, was demonized. He was under bondage by a demonic spirit. And they started looking everywhere for someone, a praiser, someone who was anointed to praise and to worship, who could play praiseful music around that demonized king. And they went and found David, a skillful psalmist. And every time David played his music, and every time he praised and he sang, and every time he played that music, those demonic spirits started to tremble. And the Bible tells us they will leave that king for a while. They didn't leave him permanently, but they will leave for a while. Because living for a while is the work of an external power, but living permanently is the work of internal power. You know, we can exercise authority over situations. We can exercise authority over demonic spirits. We can change things. We can take our place of authority. But when it really boils down to it, in order for people themselves to live a life of victory, that power has to come from within themselves. It has to come from within them. That power has to be generated from their relationship with God, from their being filled with the Word of God, from their walking in love, from their knowing God by themselves. Hallelujah. So they'll bring David, and David will play music. And as he's playing that music, those demonic spirits will start trembling. They'll start trembling, and before long, they'll be out of that man. They'll just leave him and run away. And then after David leaves, they'll look there and they'll come back. And then they have to go bring back David to come and play some more music. To come and play some more music. Praise. Glory to God. Isn't it wonderful that you and I don't need someone to play music for us to take authority and dominion in our lives? Glory to God. We can be full of praise ourselves. We can take praise as a potent weapon. And through praise, we can exercise authority and dominion over the enemy and the works of the kingdom of darkness. Satan, get lost in the name of Jesus. I give you praise, Father, for your mighty works in my life. I honor you. I thank you for your faithfulness. Satan, get lost. And he has no choice. And he has no choice. Hallelujah. Praise. The word of God. The blood of Jesus. Faith. Righteousness. Praise. The name of Jesus. Prayer. All manner of prayer. Love. Qualitative love work, revelation knowledge, wisdom, discernment, understanding. Hallelujah. These are all tools that the Lord has given to us, keys of the kingdom of heaven, to help us stand in our place of authority and exercise dominion upon the earth. Let's go ahead and bless the name of the Lord. Let's close out. Let's praise Him. Hallelujah. Father, we honor you tonight. We thank you for your faithfulness. We bless you. Oh, hallelujah. We lift you up and we adore you. You are so worthy of our praise. You are so worthy of our glory. We magnify you. We magnify you tonight. We thank you. Thank you for your mighty presence. Thank you, Father, for causing the eyes of our understanding to be enlightened, filling us up with the Spirit of God, filling us up with the Spirit of praise, the Spirit of faith, The Spirit of life. We honor you, O God. We honor you. We choose to walk in the victory that Jesus died to give to us. We lose blessings from heaven. We lose the glory of God. We lose, hallelujah, restoration. We lose deliverance, glory to God. We lose favor, hallelujah. We lose promotion. We lose resources of life. Come to us. Abundant life, come. We release abundant life. Money, come to us in the name of Jesus. Resources of life, increase, multiplication, promotion, hallelujah, come to us. Abundance, abundance, come to us. Abundant life, abundant resources, come to us. Come to us. We lose you in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. And amen. Thank you so much, saints, for joining us tonight for this service. I hope you have been blessed. Glory, 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 glory. What a wonderful, amazing time that we've enjoyed together in the presence of God tonight. Well, we're out of time. I pray that all of these words continue to reverberate in your spirit throughout tonight, throughout the rest of this week, throughout the rest of this season, that you continue to walk in your God-given spiritual authority and dominion. I look forward to seeing you same time next week. God bless you. Good night.